Rest in peace goes out to Corey Atkins from the Memphis 10 legend, Player Fly. R.I.P. Corey Atkins.
I grew up in a small town. I could name about 50 people who died that I've been knowing since I was a small child. That's a number that don't go down, and that's a different type of trauma. It's constant, dealing with every stage of grief at every moment. They ain't teach us to deal with death in school. And if you ain't got no money, ain't no therapist helping you. We deal with death in the most unhealthiest ways, and even worse, expect each other to be experts. I've been disowned for handling death wrong, that's a burden to bear. Miss a funeral, something through with you, they don't care why you wasn't there. Another death held against me, for something they've been had against me. I'll pretend I don't see and focus on moving on. Family member had an issue with me, I don't know why she died. Want to give my condolences, but how? I mean, what was I to say to her kids? Couldn't think of one sentence that wouldn't come across offensive. Therefore, I gave them distance. Death is such a touchy subject. Where are the instructions? Maybe it'd be better if I just said nothing. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to say. How do I take the pain and the blame away? Some say don't talk about death because you bring it on yourself. Can't avoid the inevitable. Ignore what they telling you. We all gotta go. It's hard to accept, I know. But the thought of me dying, leaving my kids behind, why they're too young to remember me and understand certain things, got me jotting in my notepad. I want them to know that, and I want them to know that it's okay to cry when I die, but don't get yourself too down. May you feel the most alive. Many times I seen death just rip siblings apart. I pray that don't happen to my kids, and I don't even believe in God. Most people want to see your scars, gotta prove how much you grieve. I understand that pain, but we don't grieve the same. There's no time frame on mourning death, and there's no such thing as closure. I'm confused every time that word is spoken. Every time I think about the first time I did a lot of things, I'm reminded of Corey. He was right there for it. I didn't even realize till after he died. It's been 14 years since he died, and I don't even know how he died. Maybe I was afraid to ask the question, or because of our history, didn't want to come across offensive because of my distance. Death is such a touchy subject, where are the instructions? Maybe it'd be better if I just said nothing. Tell me what to do, tell me what to say. How do I take the pain and the blame away? Death is such a touchy subject, where are the instructions? Maybe it'd be better if I just said nothing. Tell me what to do, tell me what to say. How do I take the pain and the blame away?